has walked into the studio lounge, Mr. Tom Cruise, the one and only.
Thank you.
Mr. Risky Business. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Mike.
Good to see you. What brings you to this neck of the woods?
Well, you know, I was trying to land over at Miramar, but it's a little rainy this evening.
It's a little stormy.
So I just dropped myself off here in Coronado at the Naval Air Base.
Did you swim over? Or?
Hey, you know, all things are possible. I like to make my missions possible. Yeah, don't believe in that impossible stuff,
exactly.
You know?
I like
it's
that.
It's like night and day, man. You really can do it. A little cruise control, just like that.
Man, you are loaded with that. I like that cruise control, impossible, possible.
Yeah.
I like the positive attitude. That's nice.
Well, it took a lot of work. I had to pay for that positive attitude because it wasn't always that way.
So what's coming up for you? What, any new projects in the works? Anything like that? What are you gonna? What's up next? I mean, you got your flight suit still on. That's good.
I do. You know, we're thinking about Top Gun 2.
Oh,
really?
Exclusive right here. Breaking news.
And obviously, I'd be an instructor. So it's been on the books for a while. If it gets off the ground, it'd be great to do. I mean, it was exhilarating making that film. Just being in an F-14 Tomcat, man, it's great. And I love to ride the motorcycles, man.
Right next to the runway.
Ninja 900, that GPC. Oh, I mean, that was the sport bike.
I'm surprised you didn't get a ticket, though, because you're right next to the runway. I don't know if you can do that.
Oh, you can, man.
Okay. Well, you can do it.
That's right. Hey.
So I want to know, in that movie, in Top Gun, which is right here in San Diego, Miramar, when you were upside down, flying with that, there was that MiG, and you guys were, what were you thinking? What was going on in your head when you were doing that?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of time for thought when you're inverted.
Yeah, when you're inverted, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't think a lot. I just sort of, I'm there. I am, and I know. I have certainty in not knowing that I know. I get a little significant here, but
that's
we
deep.
All have that power, man. If you get a certainty in not knowing that you know, you can do anything. Yeah.
You should put that in like in a Minority Report or something like that.
Well, you know, well, I was a little precognitive this evening.
I know.
I just knew you were going to interview me now. No escaping. There's no red carpet, but it's okay.
Well, it's okay. Well, you're in your flight suit. Oh, come on.
I know.
Tuxedo, red carpet, flight suit, we got this.
Tuxedo, you know, I always wanted to play Bond, man.
Well, there's still time.
I'd love to have been a James Bond, but obviously I don't have the right accent.
Still time. Yeah. Still time.
I don't know. You know, most of my movies are the same, right? Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, they're all like action. I don't know anymore. We just give it a different title.
So what, kind of a wrap-up question here, what was your favorite movie out of all the movies? You've done a lot of movies. So what was your favorite one?
I have to say The Last Samurai.
Last what?
The Last Samurai.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that like 2 weeks ago. Very good.
Yeah, very spiritual. And Ken Watanabe, what an amazing man. It's,
My favorite? Taps.
Taps, really?
Taps with Timothy Hutton and Sean Penn.
Timothy Hutton. Oh, and what was I can't remember the other film that Tim done. It was a Robert Redford film with
Ordinary People?
Yeah, yeah. With
Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore, God bless her. Yeah, yeah. Outstanding.
Tom,
outstanding.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it, man.
Thank
this
you,
was really cool.
Was
really
great.
Cool.